Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Madi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. Consumer advocacy groups say they're floored by the California Public Utility Commission's vote last week to allow Pacific Gas and Electric to raise rates again after a major rate hike last year. On January 1st, the average PG&E customer started paying about 13% more for their utilities each month. The latest bump adds a few more dollars to that. Mark Tony is the executive director with TURN, the Utility Reform Network.
The commissioners owe it to customers an explanation why they voted for yet another rate increase after the PG&E bills went up by $38 a month in January, when PG&E has record earnings and profits, over $2 billion last year. It just makes no sense. This is not the right time for another rate increase.
He says this decision is devastating for cost-burdened customers.
So we're talking about people being evicted, ending up on people's couches, ending up in shelters, ending up on the street. These outrageously high utility bills are driving homelessness.
A spokesperson for the utility says these temporary rate hikes will help lower costs for customers in the long term. Way back in November 2018, California voters overwhelmingly passed Proposition 7, a measure that was supposed to keep us from having to adjust our clocks twice a year for daylight saving time. So why did we still have to spring forward yesterday? CalMatters' Olivia Zhao explains.
When the measure passed, it allowed the legislature to change daylight saving time either by establishing it year-round or abolishing it. But California lawmakers still can't agree which approach they want to support. Health experts at Johns Hopkins have warned about the potential health risks of switching back and forth. And there could be new hope. Just this year, Roseville Senator Roger Nilo introduced a bill to abolish daylight saving time for good and establish standard time year-round.
That was CalMatters reporter Olivia Zhao. The Noro Mukwintu people in Trinity County finally have their own land, 78 acres from an anonymous donor inspired by the Land Back movement. And as North State Public Radio's Jamie Jiang reports, some members hope it will help the tribe win federal recognition.
The Trinity River, flush with recent rain and snowstorms, roars by the newly reclaimed lands of the Noro Mukwintu Nation. Tribal Council Secretary and Administrative Manager Cindy Childress gazes out at the rolling hills, the creeks, and the forest where the tribe plans to do ecological restoration work. She says this is a huge deal.
Yeah, we're a little overwhelmed. I mean, it's just all so overwhelming, you know, but gotta start somewhere.
The donation was finalized just before New Year's. The Global Land Back movement has seen several high-profile victories in California in the last year alone. John Sonny Hayward is the tribal chair of the Noro Mukwintu tribe.
This tribe has got something. They have something to build on, you know, and carry on.
The Noro Mukwintu people are traditionally based near Hayfork. But for a century and a half, the tribe was landless as a result of state-sponsored genocide. Now its members live throughout the North State and as far as Washington State. Hayward says his people have come far in just the last few years.
I'll go happy. When I'm gone, I'll be happy.
At a recent gathering of the Tribal Council, members shared their plans for the old mining site and forest.
What we'll be doing is basically bringing back the native plants into the area and restoring that.
We want to teach the kids, the old survival school, how to make a net, how to fish without no fishing pole.
Bring materials there and show them how to weave baskets and maybe make some traditional food.
That last voice belongs to Tracy Foster Olstad, the cultural resource officer for the tribe. She's always heard how her grandmother regretted leaving behind a doll when the family left their home somewhere on or near the newly returned property.
And I know the doll won't be there, but the porcelain face may be there somewhere. And that would just be a lifelong dream to find that porcelain head of her little doll out there somewhere.
Many say the land will reconnect them with the spirits of ancestors. Others say it's proof of the tribe's legitimacy.
People don't know who the Naroma Gwintu people are, and they should.
That's Naroma Gwintu member Vanessa Escovedo Hernandez. She wrote her dissertation at UC Davis on the tribe's fight for federal recognition. She says that's been the number one goal of the tribe since the 1980s, and she believes this land donation will help them achieve it.
This land back has really put a pulse, put a vibration out of energy that reawakens many of us to continue that fight.
Tribes without federal recognition cannot create their own clinics, housing, or educational opportunities. And without recognition, the Naroma Gwintu must pay taxes on the 78 acres. For Escovedo Hernandez, not having federal recognition meant losing out on scholarships and benefits like health care. It's why she made the hard decision to enroll her daughter in her partner's federally recognized tribe instead of the Naroma Gwintu.
But what that did is stopped our line at the Naroma.
To Escovedo Hernandez, the tribe owning this land is a defiant gesture to the federal government. She says she wants her daughter's flower dance, a coming-of-age ceremony, to take place on the returned land. It's a sign that the Naroma Gwintu will go on, gathering together for eternity on their own land, federal recognition or not. For the California Report, I'm Jamie Jiang in Chico.
And that is the California Report for Monday, March 11th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and Adult and Children's Health Systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives, stanfordmedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.